Shakira Clanton, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So we've got you on today to promote your new show, which I suppose is a one-woman show, but in the form of like a cabaret, autobiographical cabaret. How's that sound?
It sounds like I'm d- old.
Oh, okay. We won't go with that then. Either way, the show is called Still I Rise. It's on at Darlinghurst Theatre from the 5th to the 9th of May. So literally just for four or so performances. I'm interested, you're obviously an actor and a singer and performer. Have you ever done something like this that is just so truly and honestly just you being yourself on stage?
No, and it's bloody well terrifying because you're just like, these are my stories. This is my actual experience growing up or where I am now or what I've gone through. And so you're just like, here we go. I don't know if you like this, but... Thanks for coming.
Oh, that's great. That's how you should end the show, I think, every night.
Yeah.
Just with that. Here you go.
You know, it's kind of terrifying anyway because you're, you know, acting on stage and everyone has their opinions about you and you're just like, this is my writing. This is me.
Yeah. How long have you been writing this show for, you know, like properly writing it?
Bro, so I wrote it, I think, last year during Old Mate Rona.
Good time to write it.
Good old coronavirus, which is horrible experiences. And, you know, people that I know have passed away due to corona. So it was just writing through that pandemic, which I guess was a great opportunity because so many mates of mine weren't working and the arts industry was just up in the air. So being able to go through that and then coming back again and it's changed and there's different levels of experiences I've gone through since then. So it's bringing that to light and since last year, basically.
Cool. The name of the show, Still I Rise, inspired by a line of poetry from Maya Angelou. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. What is the significance of that quote in reference to this show and in reference to your experience in the industry?
So it really is, it's such a beautiful quote, I think, for all women of the, especially for me personally in the industry as an artist and the rejection, as you know, bro, like, being an actor, like just kind of you have to pick yourself up again, but there's another journey through that and another experience of being a woman of color, being an Indigenous woman who's proud of her heritage and her background on both sides of my family because my dad's African-American, Native American Indian. So it's just having to, no matter what life throws at you or no matter where the people, society places you, you got to keep going, even though it's hard.
Yeah, totally.
So I was speaking to my brother Howard about it, who kind of gave me that idea of like, you should just, this is a wicked poem and you're a phenomenal woman. I was like, oh yeah. And it stemmed from reading her poem and then bringing in my experiences through it, which is pretty, I think it's pretty awesome.
I think it's pretty awesome too. Yeah, no, I think most people would agree that's pretty awesome.
Bro, just come to the show and see what they think.
Your sister is Sharina Clanton. I'm correct about that, right?
Yeah.
Who recently?
We're twins.
Yeah. Oh, right. You're twins. Okay. Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So
I'm 8 minutes older, by the way.
Oh, you're 8 minutes older. There you go. That's a little flex.
She hates that I put that out there, but I just love to know it.
Cool.
Take out of her. And
she recently, I guess, famously spoke out against the treatment and behaviours that were present when she was working on the set of Neighbours, which heavily, I guess, featured just complete casual racism. Is it comforting for you, at the very least, to have a twin sister who kind of understands pretty much, like, has a very shared experience with you as an Indigenous woman, as a person in the Australian entertainment industry. Yeah, what's that like?
You should have seen us, bro. You should have seen us growing up. Ask that question when we were teenagers. Now it's okay. Now, look. My twin has her own journey and her own experiences that she's gone through, and some of those experiences I can relate to. But I think she's such a trailblazer in a sense of she's created stepping stones for others. And she's allowed a pathway that hasn't really been there for others to just kind of jump, bring their own truths to light as well, and platforms. And it takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of guts. And look, I'm behind the scenes. So I'm not behind the scenes, like, when it's not good, or when, you know, the limelight is horrific, I'm the one to, like I said, to help her get back up on her feet. So we get it from our mother. Our mum's very well spoken. Like, she's just like, you need to speak up even if your voice shakes. So it's inspirational in her own sense for her to just speak her truth and be able to speak her truth, which allows others to do so.
Totally.
Yeah.
Coming back to...
I think that politically it's all good. I said that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. coming back to this show, Still I Rise, your show, is there, I guess, the show and the songs you see and stuff would cover a lot of experiences and stories, I guess, throughout your life and journey. Is there any story or moment or issue that you don't touch on as much in the show, or that doesn't quite get touched on as much that you would like to, for whatever reason?
Oh, there's so many. I think I've cut a lot of stuff, but then who knows? I'm also the type of actor that I kind of ad lib when I'm on stage.
Sure, and in a one woman show, hey, the floor is yours. The floor is your. There's no other actors on stage going, What is she doing?
Which is terrifying. But there's a Jeremy who is playing the cello, who is incredible. Mm. Thankfully, I've got him as my backup, and he's just looking at me sometimes when I add the, like, Shakira, what are you doing? But I have no idea. It's great.
You're just like, dude, just play whatever. Just you know, play something nice. I'm about to go off on a tangent.
Yeah, love ya. I think it's changed a lot from where it was last year. It was based heavily on coronavirus, which I've brought in again, but it's more stemming now through mental health and the issues that it's not an issue, but the subject matter needs to be addressed because so many people go through mental health waves and it's not really talked about as much. It's kind of a stereotype, put a lid on it, you'll be right kind of thing, which I'm bringing that to light more than the coronavirus. But it kind of was, it's a pathway that led from corona, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of touched on this a little bit in your answer just then, but overall, why this show and why right now?
Because I think all voices are incredibly powerful. I think everyone has a different journey and a different experience, but we can also relate to each other. And I think it's more such a huge spotlight now on, you can't judge a person based on their religion or cultural background or the color of their skin, because you have no idea what they've gone through and their experiences. So let's not judge, let's not put others in a box to make ourselves feel comfortable. Let's try and be more open-minded, and I think all voices need to be heard. Yeah.
Awesome. Shakira, thank you so much. People can go see Still I Rise at Darlinghurst Theatre from the 5th to the 9th of May. Tickets are available at darlinghursttheatre.com/Still I Rise. And where can people find you on social media or otherwise?
On Google.
On Google?
I'm on Facebook. This is so, I feel like such a knob.
Nah,
I'm on Facebook.
Nah,
I'm on
this Instagram. Is the time to promote. What's your Insta? What's your Insta? Go.
I'm an Insta.
All right. I'm really I'll save you. I'll just search for Shakira Clanton. You'll find this. Yeah. I'll just say that. There you go.
No one knows who I am. They're like, Serena? No, I'm Shakira. No, I'm on Instagram or Facebook.
Cool. Excellent.
There you go.
Sweet. Thanks so much for chatting.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Good laughs. For the show.
Good times.
Good laughs and good
Cheers,
times.
Cheers, bro.